What do you call it, little thing that lives in streams and about that, they usually get about that long and they got little pinchers on them like lobsters. They look sort of like a little lobster.
Cornel.
Okay.
Crawfish.
Okay. What do you call those insects that'll fly around a candle and eat holes in your clothes, if they're wool clothes?
Moths.
Okay. Y'all have very many around here?
No, we're not too much bothered with them.
Yeah. What do you have to put in your clothes, your wool clothes in the summer to keep these things out?
Mothballs.
Okay. What do you call those little bugs that fly around at night and flash their lights on and off? Kids are always
lightning bug.
Okay. And what do you call a long, thin-bodied kind of insect, and it has, I guess, two sets of wings, and they hover over the water?
Devil horse.
A what?
Devil horse.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Are there other names for it?
Not I know of.
Do you know what those things eat?
No.
They eat other bugs, you suppose? Or?
I have no idea.
Okay. Is that the same thing as a dragonfly, or is that different?
As a what?
As a dragonfly?
I wouldn't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay. What do you call those kinds of insects flying insects that'll sting you? If you get into their nest, they'll sting you.
What?
Okay. What else?
Yellow jackets.
Yeah. What do you call the kind that make mud nests?
Dirt daubers.
Okay. You ever gotten stung by one?
Dirt daubers, no.
Or by a wasp?
Oh, yeah, by a wasp. That was last time when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Seemed right.
Yeah. Let's see. What do you call those things that fly around and they give you a real itchy bite and
mosquito?
Yeah. Okay. And there's another kind of little thing that's in the grass and it also give you an itchy bite, but it's
red bug.
Okay. And what do you call those little things that hop around in the grass in the summer?
Grasshoppers.
Okay. And what do you call those things that they gather up in the corners of the ceiling if you don't dust up there all the time?
Spiderweb.
Okay. You call them the same.
Cobweb.
Okay. You call them the same thing if they're outside, or is
mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it
cobweb? Uh-huh.
Okay. If you're pulling up if you cut down a tree, you're probably gonna have to go and get the stump up, and if you do that, you're gonna have to cut the what's around it, under the ground.
Cut the roots.
Okay. Do you ever hear of any roots being used for medicine?
Have you heard?
Hear of any roots being used for medicine?
Oh, I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, do you know of any?
Never seen any of it, never heard of it.
Okay.
Medicine, never used any of it.
I think something was said about maple trees last time that you get syrup from, you know. What would you call a big bunch of these trees?
Maple orchard, I reckon.
Okay. What all kinds of trees grow around here?
Well, we've got hackberries, and we've got Chinese tallows, got a few transplanted maples, pecans, fruit trees.
Yeah.
Ash, elm, cottonwood, sycamore.
What kind of a tree did George Washington cut down?
Cherry.
Supposedly. Have you seen a kind of bush that grows along fence lines and it gets, I don't know, usually doesn't get too much taller than about like this, but it can get bigger. I mean, people don't raise it on purpose. It just grows, you know. And it has big clusters of reddish brown berries and they get, the clusters about this big. and I think people used to boil those berries for tea. I don't guess they didn't let you warm, but
I don't know what it was. I don't know just what you mean.
Okay. What all kinds of plants, vines and so on, will make your skin break out?
Poison ivy.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all I know of.
Okay. What all kinds of berries can you get around here?
Oh, you get dewberries, strawberries, blackberries.
Yeah.
I think about all.
What do you call a kind of berry that looks like a blackberry but it's red? Smaller.
Oh.
Smaller than a blackberry, I think. Some of them are red, some of them are black, but it's not a blackberry.
Dewberries.
Has a little bit.